got Gabe, he's gonna work it for you. We got Shane, he's gonna work it for you. We got Kyle, he's here too. Character work!
So Shane, it is our 50th episode coming up here. I think we should do something special for it. Well, what were you thinking we should do?
Oh man, we're already at 50?
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, it feels like we've only been doing this for a year and a half.
I know, but you know, 50 episodes, 50 weeks later, here we are. So it's all about that consistency, baby.
It's all about that bass, I hear.
And no trouble.
Well, I mean, we've had a lot of people on the show.
We have
a lot of different characters that definitely all have different unique voices.
Mm-hmm. Very much so.
People that are very recognizable. Yeah. You know, by the fact that most of them have been on multiple episodes. A majority of them.
Such as Train. He's a good friend of ours. And do you think we should call Stevie and Train?
That's actually probably a good idea.
All right.
I think Stevie... Well, I mean, they're like a series regular.
Yeah. Yeah, they are. So you don't want to call them?
I mean, they're okay. They're not nice people.
No, they're really not. Especially these days. They used to be so good, but... I'm feeling kind of risky. Let's dial up their numbers here.
All right. I didn't expect this to be so vulgar, but yeah. Hello?
Hey, is this Stevie?
Train, is that you?
Nope, it's this is Gabe.
Oh.
You sound
just like my buddy.
Yeah, well, he sounds like a pretty cool guy.
I think that he probably sounds really nice.
Oh my god, it's like every one of your I don't know.
I don't know what you're trying to say to me right now.
I'm so mad right now.
Dude, you know, I'm taking a shit. What do you want?
Something about you just really irritates me here, Stevie.
I am taking a shit right now. What do you want?
I was wondering if you wanted to come back on our show for our 50th episode. I know you and Train have kind of helped us out along the way, like doing like more.
Dude,
than
I don't even know who you are.
This is Gabe. I'm one of the producers here at Character Work.
Oh, are you that guy that's like always like really weird and like Kyle's sitting there and Kyle's like, don't talk to that guy?
No, I'm not that guy. Shane.
That's me. Hi, I'm Shane. Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's the one.
Yeah.
Guy that's like always naked.
Shane? Is always naked is what you're saying?
Yeah, I think that's the guy that's always naked, right?
Yeah, for the most part, but I mean, I try to put a cloth over it to cover that stuff up.
Just a single cloth.
Yeah, just a single cloth.
All you need is one cloth.
I was just wondering, do you want to come back and maybe like tell a few anecdotes on the show?
Addict jokes?
Addict jokes.
Just, oh, I got a lot of jokes about addicts.
Oh god, I bet you have a lot of other jokes about private parts because you ever hear that? You are.
Oh man, there's this great, sorry, wait, what'd you just say?
I said you're very crass. Come at me, bro. I'm not even scared.
Oh, I was going to tell you some addict jokes, but you were just getting on my last nerve, and I only have two nerves, so that means you jump from my first nerve to my last nerve.
I only have two nerves? That's terrible.
Yeah, I know. I'm completely numb through most of my body.
Okay, well, I'm going to remember that. Next time I come up, next time you come up to me with a fight like you always do, just remember that you don't feel this pain. So.
That's right. So I am a dangerous, dangerous man.
Well, I should say you don't feel the pain unless I hit you in one of two places.
That's right, and you'll never guess which two.
Is it your dick?
Nope. Can't feel anything down there.
That's so sad. Anyways, I just felt that.
All right, I don't
you call. Tell Trina said hi. Sorry about Jennifer Hudson not being able to announce her name on the podcast.
Yeah, I'm gonna go now.
All right.
Mostly because I don't know who you are and I hate you both.
Again, I'm one of your producers on your show.
What are you producing?
Don't you forget about it. That's what we produce.
Oh, don't you forget about them?
Us. Then
shit, what is the name of that show?
I have it written down on a whiteboard in the office. Next time I go there, I'll send you a text because I do have your number because we are old acquaintances. So.
That's true.
Anyways,
well, thanks for almost being on our 50th.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Train.
Yeah,
oh well, sorry. I know you got things to do. Aaron's run. You'd
like to make a call. There.
Okay.
It looks like he hung up on us.
Yeah.
So I don't think Stevie is going to be on the show.
Do you think he's actually on his way? Because I kind of made him angry in that last.
I wouldn't be surprised
if he shows up. Terrible.
So,
I mean,
I don't think that's going to be one of the choices. All right. Oh, there's Danny Paradox. I'm gonna Okay. I'm going to give him a call.
Okay.
I know that he's always up for doing new things. I mean, he's got that one dude, was his name? Cletus?
Clive.
That's always on his show. But,
Cletus.
Yep. No, right. I'm going to give Danny a call.
All right.
I don't know why you're making those noises. I'm calling him right now, though.
All right. Well, hey, what's going on? Who is this?
Oh, Danny. Yo, it's Shane.
Hey, Shane. What's going on, dude?
Oh, nothing much.
I'm taking a bath right now, so make it quick.
Oh, lots of people in bathrooms. So we are.
I'm cleaning myself. So.
Oh, well, Gabe and I are doing our 50th anniversary.
Who's Gabe?
Gabe is someone who sounds surprisingly like you.
Sounds like a pretty cool guy, if you ask me.
Him and I are the hosts of a show called Character Work.
Character Work! I listen to that show all the time, buddy boy. In fact, I have a show on that network.
You do. That's why we're calling you.
Oh, okay. I get it now.
So we're your producers, and we are doing a 50th anniversary episode, and we want to get you and... God, I keep forgetting his name. Clint?
It's Clive.
Oh, Clive. Yeah, you and Clive on the show.
I haven't seen Clive since we left the booth this afternoon. I hope he's okay.
That's right. It's weekdays with Clive, so you guys are doing 7 straight episodes.
7 straight episodes. Isn't that crazy? Just that's what we signed. It
7
was
in
on
a row.
Contract
one
and
week.
Napkin, 7 days in a row, even though I only have a Monday through Friday show. But, you know, we got to make ends meet, so we're going ahead and doing it. But I haven't seen Clive since he left the recording booth this afternoon. I hope he's okay because he seemed very distraught when he was leaving. It's kind of been crazy though, my man. So he starts the week by coming on as an Irish singer-songwriter, which I thought he was legitimate and I thought it was great.
Yeah, I heard that episode. He sounded like he's a original member of Nirvana, right? That's
one
where
of the originals,
he came from.
Yes.
Yeah, he was the bassist.
Yes. And then he came back the next day with this. Very,
you know, this is a great summary of your show. Can you be on our 50th episode?
Well, are you paying out the money or something? Or
no, this is going to be. We can't afford to pay everyone that's been on our podcast to come on the 50th.
Oh, okay.
I mean,
well, if there's no money in it, then
Gabe, can
go?
You be quiet and let Danny talk here?
Yeah, well, I kind of agree with Gabe there. I really needed that money because I'm starting up this new because I need to open up the studio for our Saturday and Sunday recordings because they're going to be closed. So I need to shell out the money for that, and I can't really afford that. So I would appreciate it if you gave me money. If you gave
me
money,
I get what you're saying,
be
but I can't. We don't have it in the budget to pay all of the on-air talent for this one episode. Because normally we're only paying about one or two people for each episode.
How much on-air talent do you have?
We've got a few. I think we've got probably 20 at least.
Wow. That's impressive.
This is probably going to be a long episode once we actually get to that 50th. I mean, if we're...
No, Tyler! Give me the phone back!
I
think he got disconnected.
I think he's gone.
I think Tyler, maybe his son... Maybe snuck into the bathroom, grabbed his phone, and then ran
Tyler,
away.
Is he like the little kid?
The little kid from the Space Odyssey?
Yes, Spaced Out.
Yes.
Spaced On.
We should call him back.
Oh my god, yeah.
Hello?
Hi, is this Tyler?
Is it Tyler, yeah? What, who is this?
Oh, this is Shane.
Oh, hey, Shane.
You were
is
on...
Kyle there? Is my big brother Kyle there?
No, Kyle, here's the thing about Kyle. I didn't want to tell you this. He's in rehab.
Oh, good for him.
Yeah, I mean, it would be good for him, but he is being forced into rehab.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah, he keeps waking up every morning and saying, the best part of waking up, getting some more of that sweet, sweet crack, and then just he's doing a lot of crack.
He was doing a lot of crack when he was living at home with us. Me and my daddy, the Danny Paradox. So, but I I'm
Danny
glad
and
to
Kyle
see,
and
I'm glad to see he's doing better.
I'm also glad to see that he is finally getting the help that he's being forced to get.
Yes, yes, it's very nice to hear. I think you
miss
him.
Hey, man.
Oh my goodness, is that the space guy?
Tyler, man, we've been looking for you, dude.
Are you connecting me to another call or something?
Dude.
What's going on?
Oh, hey, oh, sorry, Tyler. My buddy Stu here just grabbed the phone for me.
Is that Stu? Tell him hi. I like
Stu. Tyler says, "Hey, man, Tyler, dude,
hey,
do you remember that time that we, like...
I got some chips for you.
We, oh...
Do you remember that one?
Oh.
I got some chips, and then he started eating chips for, like, 5 minutes.
I miss Chip, man.
Is Chip okay?
No.
Oh, no.
He, like, we were, like, eating these cookies, man.
Yeah.
And I said...
I love cookies.
They're called chips.
I love
they're called
chips.
Chips Ahoy. And then he was like, I need to go to the sea. So then he got on a boat, man.
Oh, no. So he's not actually dead. He's just on a boat somewhere.
Well, I don't know. He's been gone for like 2 hours, dude.
Well, he's probably not even that far.
Sailed off into the sunset, man. Hey, Stu, it's the middle of the day, so I don't. It's not really sailing off into a sunset. Hey, dude, come on, man.
It would be pretty scary.
I'm hurting,
hey, Shane,
man.
If you knew this guy, his friend who is sailing off into the sunset, you would be scared because this guy did not know his arm from his butthole.
That's quite upsetting to me, actually. Those are two things that you should be able to tell the difference between.
Yeah, but he didn't.
Oh, it sounds like, I think we lost Tyler.
Dang it, that kid was...
He had so many jokes,
yep.
One to be exact, and it was a good one.
He was a cute kid. Give him a break. Yeah.
We forgot to ask him to be on the podcast.
Should we call him back?
Nah.
Okay. You know who we should actually call back?
Oh,
because
Stu's gone, too. I don't know where he went. He just started... He looked off into the distance and started walking. It's kind of odd.
He's over there. He's right behind you.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. He's literally right behind
what
you.
What is this, man? That is the door.
You know who we should get back for this? Sorry, Stu. You know who we should get back for the podcast because he's actually got a lot of star power now is Matt Damon.
Oh, that's right. We did have Matt Damon on.
We did.
I'm after still that. Shocked that we got him.
I'm still shocked about his language. But you know what? Let's call him.
He was very upsetting to me.
Boop, boop, boop.
Will you keep making that noise while I'm dialing a phone? It's like you don't know what phones sound like.
I just need to let the audience know that we're hey, what's up, motherfuckers?
Oh, Matt Damon, how you doing?
You met my voicemail. You got my voicemail. Please leave a message after the fucking beep, you piece of shit.
That was a very odd
beep.
Voice. Oh, there's the beep. Hey, Matt. This is Shane and Gabe.
Hey, what's up?
From the show Character Work.
Big fan. Loved you in The Martian and School Ties.
Yeah, you were so good in School Ties.
Mm-hmm.
If I were to say, like, there was a couple things I know Matt Damon for, it is School Ties and
The Martian.
And the TV show Entourage.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah, he was in that. That was a good...
Best two roles he's ever done.
Yeah.
I think we ran out of space on the voicemail here.
If you'd like to leave another message, please call back. Oh, well, let's hang up the phone, actually.
I don't think Matt Damon's worth it.
He was a real piece of shit.
Let's see. There's so many,
So many names are going through my head right now.
There was those detectives.
Yeah, there were a couple of dicks. Though.
They were just a couple of dicks.
Couple of dicks.
Couple of dicks. Too many dicks.
That's where that's...
Yeah, let's give them a call. Let's see if... I mean, they're two separate precincts, but... It sounds like they hang out a lot. I mean, I think we'll be good.
Yes, I think they should be hanging out, maybe having some lunch together because it's Chicago time. It's probably...
It is Chicago time.
No,
you're right. It is Chicago time.
In Chicago time. It's probably lunchtime. So, yeah, let's give them a
call. Let's
call
them. Are you going to call one? I'll call the other.
Beep, 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 beep.
All right, you are really R2-D2-ing over there.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, how's it going? Hey!
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, look at
him.
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. I'm just trying to solve this case.
Oh, man, what case are you working on?
I'm working on a new case about the man who spit in my burger.
Oh, man, I'm working on a new case, too.
What's that about?
It's about a man who let me spit in his burger.
Well, we should really
figure this out.
We should probably collaborate on this.
Maybe put the books together and see what we can figure out.
Oh, man, I love putting the books together.
You know what? Actually, I can't really meet up right now. Right now, I am right outside of Burger King down on 13th Avenue and La Ponda. And where are you at?
Oh, man, I'm outside of McDonald's at 15th Avenue and La Ponda.
Okay. Well,
so I just don't think that we're going to have time to find each other.
That's okay. I even though this burger has some spit in it, I am pretty hungry, so I'm just going to go ahead and eat it. And
I mean, I just left a Burger King, and they're trying to kick me out of this McDonald's.
Wait a minute. You got kicked out of a Burger King, but you were trying to leave. I'm so confused right now.
Oh, you know, it's okay. I mean, we have complicated lives.
Guys, it sounds like one of the detectives is the guilty party here.
Hey, what are you saying over there, you wise hammer?
I'm just saying, Guten
Tagen.
Maybe if you follow the lead.
Yeah, they should probably really look to see, I mean,
hey, you
maybe
know
looking
what?
At each other
here.
Who are
you guys?
What are you guys doing? How are you guys even on our phone call?
I know, you didn't even introduce yourselves, for crying out loud.
All right, I gotta go. I gotta hit up at least 3 more burger joints here before I get home.
Wow.
There's a lot of burger joints.
You were quite the obese man.
Oh, no, that sounds like...
There it goes. Was that him hanging up? Beep, beep, beep.
The classic hang-up sounds. Wow.
Well, those guys were not too bright, if you ask me.
I don't... Yeah.
Speaking of people who aren't too bright, do you remember Martha Velasquez and her show Welcoming Friends?
Yeah, that's right. That's the one where she's in her basement. Her mom's making her look for friends.
Yeah.
And she found a guy that killed her mom. Is that...
Yeah, exactly. And she kind of fell in love with him.
And he was not into it, I don't think. But he wanted to do a thing where they went cross country and killed people together.
Yeah, like Bonnie and Clyde style.
But I feel like she was looking for something else completely.
She definitely was. I'm just wondering, like, did she actually like talk him into having sex with her?
All right. Well, let's...
Hey, did somebody say having sex? Because I get sex all the time, you guys.
Oh my God, Lyle!
Hey, what's up, bro? What's up, Shane?
Lyle Kahuna, man.
Hey, Lyle, what's going on?
Man, I am so happy you're here, Lyle.
Yeah, dude, I'm so happy I'm here, too.
Tell me about your latest poontastic voyages.
Oh, like you wouldn't believe. So I was going to this, like, frickin' Burger King. And
oh, man, Burger King. That doesn't come up very often in this podcast.
No.
We are definitely not brought to you by Burger King.
Eat fresh.
Have it my way?
I was at this Burger King down at La Ponda and 13th Avenue, and, like, there was these
In two, Chicago?
Yeah, and there were these two cops who were, like...
When was this?
They were getting ushered out. This was...
Sounds like it might have been literally minutes ago.
This was 5 minutes ago, dude. I was on a date, and then like this, the girl that I was with, she got so scared because these cops were like being escorted out. And so I said, "It's okay, baby." And then I like brought her in the back, and I said, "I'm going to have it my way." And then she's just like, "Do you want me to go down on you?" And I said, "If you want." And then she totally started blowing me. It was great. Right in front of everybody in the back.
When you say blowing me, what does that?
Blowing me, like she actually like walked up to me and like she blew in my face. She was just like this.
Oh, so there was no fellatio.
What's fellatio?
It's the brother of Horatio Sands.
Oh, I
you
love
know,
that
Palacio
dude.
Sands.
I love that dude. Yeah, he's a good dude, man. You should look him up sometime.
Oh, I'm getting a call here.
Oh, hey, what's up?
It's like, hey, this is Richard Donaldson.
Hey, Dick. What's going on?
Please don't call me Dick.
Is it okay if I sit in on with this podcast? No, I think you should better leave.
No, I think Lyle could stick around.
All right, I'm fine with Lyle being here.
I mean, Gabe. I think Gabe. I don't think that this Lyle character should be here.
What's wrong with me? Out with it, Donaldson.
I don't like the way that you seem to objectivize women.
We'll fucking deal with it, bro. I'm here.
So I'm calling because my good friend Martha.
Yeah. What about her? She sounds like a real hottie, if you ask me.
She has...
Hey, what are you doing? Are you on the phone
Martha,
again?
Martha, will you please...
Hey, why are you on the phone again?
Martha, God, I'm... Martha, will you please let go of my phone? Let go of my... how about you let Martha talk there?
Hey, what's going on, you guys?
Hey, Martha. It's Lyle. Martha.
Hey, Lyle, you sound like a real freaking asshole, if you ask me, but nobody's asking me anything these days.
I feel like you two would actually make a great couple.
Well, she sounds like a
real
We
should probably do an episode of just Martha and Lyle talking back and forth with each other.
I could definitely get into that. Yeah, Lyle. I think you could definitely get
into
Martha.
Yeah, maybe Gabe could
mediate.
Gabe could mediate, and then it's Martha and Lyle.
Yeah, dude.
You know what? Actually, I'm just going to... I got to go use the restroom. I'm going to let you three talk for a minute.
Right. Well, I would get into this whole podcast thing, but... But, like, I am out in, like, the Canadian border somewhere, and I don't know which border, and I don't know exactly what time of day it is or anything, because I've been blindfolded for these past, like, 3 weeks. Oh, my God, the coyotes are coming out again. The coyotes. Ow. Oh, no, it's another guy.
Hey, guys, it's me, Wolfman D. Wolfenstein.
How did you get on the line?
What the heck is going on right now?
I'm just in here on call waiting. Just waiting for my call.
I think like you need to wait your turn there,
bud. I'm over here with my best friend, Dick.
Hey, what's going on, you guys? I'm Dick.
Dick is
also known as Frankenstein's monster.
He doesn't like going by Dick.
I don't like it because
it's... Oh, I'm sorry. My buddy here, Keith Stone, he wants me to hand him the phone. Here's Keith.
Hey, what's going on, you turds? Do you guys like skateboarding? Because I do. Cowabunga dudes. Ba-ba-booey, ba-ba-booey.
Oh, hey, yeah.
That was rude.
So who do we got in the room right now? We've got or on the phone. We got Martha. We got Lyle Kuhn is in the room. We got Keith Stone.
Yep.
And we got Dick, Keith otherwise Stone, known as Frankenstein's monster, and Gabe and myself, Shane.
Then the Wolfenstein dude, the Wolfy Wolfenstein.
No. He said that he literally just before he got off the phone, he said that Keith Stone took the phone from him.
Why was Keith Stone there? Why are they hanging out? And then Keith Stone said, Baba Booey, Baba Booey, but he's still on the line. It was so weird.
Yeah, I don't know. What you're doing. Keith, what about that?
Well, I thought I would, play a prank on you, but didn't seem to work.
What do you think about that, Frankenstein's monster?
I think it was a pretty cool prank, man.
Follow up, Lyle?
I can't follow any of this. I didn't see the prank unfold properly.
Martha, what do you think of pranks?
What do I think of Frank's? Frank didn't do anything.
All right, Gabe, give me your 2 cents on this all whole right. thing.
Well, here's the deal. Lyle was in the corner this whole time, looking at the corner, a la Stevie from that episode where he was throwing up all day. Martha had nothing to do with that, so I'm sorry to get you involved, Martha. In fact, we should probably call the authorities because she's somewhere along the Canadian border.
But Martha, please don't hang up. Stay on the line.
All right, I'll stay on the line. Don't worry.
Okay, good.
But me, Frankenstein's monster, man, I don't know. Do I need to be here?
No, yeah, Frankenstein's monster should probably be here.
All right. But kind of having a little bit of trouble hearing you guys because the reception is bad here. Because I'm at the...
In fact, I'm gonna give a call to another friend of mine I think should join this conversation. Sorry, beep boop beep. Apparently, that's how we're supposed to say when we're calling people.
Hey, that sounds like R2-D2.
Oh, speaking of R2-D2, I got a gear junkie on the line. We got Alan Stickman here.
I'm Alan Stickman. I'm an actor now. Oh, I made it big in Hollywood, baby.
Oh, man, we just got on the voicemail of an actor. Here, let me call him. All right, I'm going to dial up Matt Damon here as well.
Beep, boop, beep, boop, beep. What's up, motherfuckers? Leave a message. I mean, send a message or whatever you want to do because you got his voicemail. Wait for the beep. The beep. The beep, the beep.
Well, different beep. Voicemail message this time from Matt Damon. All right, Alan Stickman, this is your chance to leave a message for Matt Damon.
Hello, Matt Damon. I would like to maybe meet with you in a movie sometime, and maybe like we could be like a sequel to a movie that you've already done, like Good Will Hunting, or even like School Ties. That was a good one. I really like that movie with Brendan Fraser.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that like School Ties. Who else likes School Ties?
It's a good movie.
Gabe?
Yeah, I like School Ties, but I think it was more of...
Was that Lyle's thing, or...
I don't think I've ever seen the movie School Ties, bro, but maybe it was like Train or something. Or no, it was Danny Paradox, that's right.
Oh, should we call him up too?
No.
Talk to Danny and Tyler as well?
We should get some other like cool dudes on the line or like start hanging up on people.
Frankenstein's Monster, how are you feeling about this?
I'm feeling pretty good about it. I'm just sitting back here eating a cat just like I always do. So
you do love those cats.
And I do like... Hey, what's up, my man?
Hey, man, I'm doing pretty good. Just grabbed the phone here from Keith Stone. You know, we like to chill out. We like to, him and I like to relax back on the farm. He does ollies. I love
oxen free.
Ollies.
Ollie oxen free. That sounds like a good movie title, if you ask me.
Well, man. I mean, I love Ollie. He's like my favorite cat.
All right, Stu, seems to be that Stu is back, so yeah, good for him. Oh, so what's going on, Lyle? You're just standing in the corner again, looking at the corner. So I wanted to call your attention back here. Sorry, man, like I just got so distracted because there's like this painting in the corner, and it's really creeping me out. I don't know why you guys have paintings in your recording studio. It's a new studio, Lyle. That's why we took such a little bit of a hiatus. When
all right, you know what? You're right. I'm gonna hang up some of these calls. So all right,
thank God.
I'm gonna hang up on Wolfbandy Wolfenstein.
All right.
Whoa, man! Boop.
All right, it's hung up on. I'm also going to hang up on Stu. Right. I know he's in the studio with us, but I'm gonna hang up on that one.
See you later, Stu. I'll see you out back. Maybe we could get high or something.
Stu is just sitting cross-legged in the corner now, staring at that painting.
It's like a painting that I can't even describe. It's like a starry night.
Hey, everybody!
Hey, I think that's Albert Snow from the beer episodes
I just had my favorite beer.
Yeah?
Milwaukee's Better Light beer.
I can tell by your mustache.
Oh, man, it's so milky smooth.
Tell me, describe his mustache for me.
Well, it's white.
That's crusty. A good description of my wife. I am quite old. My name is Albert Snow.
No, your white mustache because of your Better Light beer that you're drinking still.
It is the proteiniest of the protein beer.
Yes.
When it comes to the protein beers, mine is number one on the market.
Number one.
How many protein beers are on the market?
That would be two.
Oh, who else has a protein beer?
Bud Light. Bud Light Protein.
Bud Protein. That sounds like a good one, if you ask me.
Well, you know what, Gabe? I'm thinking maybe we should just not do a 50th episode.
No offense, everybody, but it just seems like too much of a jumbled mess to actually track what's going on.
I really am realizing that I don't like any of these people.
No, they're kind of despicable. Come on, dude.
Hey, I'm not that despicable. I'm trying to change myself.
And I'm just an actor. You can't be that mean at me because I'm gonna hold a grudge against you. And when I get big in Hollywood with my buddy Matt Damon,
seen this wall?
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now, bro.
You need to calm the fuck down, Stu.
Frankenstein's monster. Do you have anything to say? Not really, man. I'm just still eating this cat over here. Ba boy, ba boy. Okay, so he hung up. That was kind of rude. So
I think what we've decided is that there will never be a 50th episode of the show.
Never.
So we're going to skip right over from 49 and just go to 51.
51.
All right.
Like
so
just like the number of states in the union. Just kidding.
I'm glad that we decided not to do a 50th episode. But yes. If we did do a 50th episode, I would probably say, thank you to the people
that listen
to us.
For listening, people. It means the world to me and maybe Shane?
It means the world to me. I mean, we're just two dumb people that decided that
for yourself there, big boy.
Decided that maybe we can do improv comedy, and turns out we really can.
Well, we're trying, that's what it comes down to with improv, is that you gotta be patient, because there's gonna be a lot of stinkers, like Lyle over here. Hey, I'm a stinker. You're a thinker. Exactly, Lyle. That's exactly what I was talking about. Piece of shit.
You'd also have like really great characters like
Stevie and Train.
Yeah.
Or
let's go with Stevie and Train.
Danny Paradox and Clive.
Yeah, I guess if we're talking great characters, I was more thinking the greatest character that's ever been on the show.
Which would be
Buddy Branderson.
Oh, we got a late addition to the party here. It's me, Dustin, baby.
Me and Brandon.
Baby.
We're rocking,
buddy. I'm gonna shove this cake in your mouth, buddy, so you can't speak anymore, because it's getting kind of obnoxious in here.
But I love it.
Oh, I gotta go now.
I don't care.
All right, see you later. That was weird.
Yeah, I mean,
rude.
There's everyone's favorite character.
Gotta start locking up these doors when we're recording.
Yeah,
Kyle,
it would be terrible if we had like an open door policy.
Mm-hmm.
Like that'd a very cool. original idea that That'd we definitely terrible. Didn't steal.
No, absolutely not. So yeah, thanks, everybody.
Great